Wormholes, particle physics, extra dimensions. Are the wonders of so-called reality really what they appear to be? Or do we exist in an elaborate hologram? Is our universe the result of random activity or the result of intelligent design? If a creator was involved, can we discover him through our perception of divine order? This is Into the Multiverse with Josh Peck.
You may have heard terms like remnant or kingdom or even Christian, but what do all those mean? What do they really mean? Is there a difference between being saved and being a Christian? Like, can you get to heaven but not actually serve Christ? We're going to be talking about some of these things, what it means to truly be a Christian. I have in studio with me, once again, another fan favorite of the show, Dr. Michael Lake. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be back with you guys today.
It's great to have you back. It's always good when you come to visit, and we love doing shows with you and just spending time with you. And of course, we have my lovely, beautiful wife, Christina Peck, is still here. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be back here with Michael Lake.
Of course.
Talking with you guys about various things, AI and now Kingdom.
Yeah, well, the great thing is Michael Lake's based only, about 40 minutes, maybe an hour away from us.
Yeah, he's not very far from us.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yes, it is.
But the last time that you were out to record shows with us, we kind of ended on a little bit of a cliffhanger, which is, it's just good marketing. But and it's not exactly a multiverse topic, but I've never had anybody complain when we talk about this stuff. Never had. I think actually the church craves it. So I think every church ministry, whether they deal with quantum physics like we do, should be talking about stuff like this, what it means to what we should be doing as a unified body of Christ. You had mentioned that you're outlining a future book, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse and start pitching a book that's not even out yet. But the stuff that you are going to be talking about in this book really got me excited. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
we look at what the elite are doing. They're trying to create the global brain, which has been named Providence. they're trying to create their own since they can't count on the providence of God like we can. They're building a neural net, global network. But when you step back and look at it, they're trying to create a anti-mind of Christ. They're trying to create an anti-Holy Spirit. All these things that it's kind of like a reverse negative image. It's like a negative universe. They're trying to create. But the good news is we have the true. We have the mind of Christ. I don't need to have a singularity. I have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I don't need to be a part of a global brain. I'm a part of a brain that encompasses and goes across the entire universe. It's called the mind of Christ. It's flowing in Him. I think one of the things we as Christians is that we don't have big enough imaginations.
Right.
Our understanding of God is too small. And because of that, all these other things look so big. One day I was kind of comprehending these things and just kind of meditating on them, and the Holy Spirit began to show me some things. We don't even understand our universe properly. I touch in it in the Shereith imperative that there's the three heavens. That heaven itself, what we call the third heavens, is a created place. In the beginning, God created the Hashamayim, the heavens, it's plural, and the Haaretz, the earth. He dwells in a place called eternity, which is beyond limits, it's beyond comprehension, it's beyond dimensionality, it's beyond any temporal dimension, okay? And so out of that, He created the three heavens. He established His throne in the third heaven, okay? And then there's the second heaven, the first heaven that we live in. And then there's what I call dimension zero that has no expression within dimensional reality. It's where Hades is and Tartarus is, and really ingenious because it's everywhere, it's nowhere, and it has no expression. A great place to put the watchers and all the heinous things that happened. I mean, God is brilliant. But I was sitting here trying to comprehend eternity compared to the three heavens. And God said, let me give you a comparison. And He said, think of your own spiral galaxy and how many millions of light years it is across. He said, let's say that represents heaven, or that represents eternity. And I said, okay. And He said, now I want you to zoom in on your solar system out of this vast, Milky Way. And He says, now zoom in on the third planet. Now zoom in on your office. And that day I had I usually like this to quote canning jar. It just seems to, it's country. I have ice water in. And he says, zoom in. He said, now focus on that quart jar of water. He said, the spiral galaxy is eternity. Mm-hmm. That quart jar is the universe.
Mm.
That's the difference. He said, but I want to show you something else. He said, okay, that's the universe, and it contains all three heavens. When you get into the third heaven, you have the throne of God. Mm-hmm. And he said, really? He said, my throne is the only full manifestation of who I am in the universe. Mm. And it's nothing more than I took my finger and I poked a hole in reality. And so it's a pinhole into eternity, is emanating from eternity, from that throne that is so powerful, it has the seraphim crying, holy, holy, holy. And he said, what Lucifer doesn't realize is that when he came against me, he decided to declare war on a pinhole in the universe, thinking, I'm going to be like that. And when he shared that with me, I thought, okay, wow. We got this thing. I want kingdom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want the kingdom.
Yeah.
And we see the full manifestation of the kingdom during the millennial reign. But the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us, let your kingdom come. Mm-hmm. That should be our heart cry, mm-hmm. is to move, because there is another kingdom operating on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. It's the kingdom of darkness. Mm-hmm. It was brought in with the Nakash. It was empowered by the watchers, the principalities and powers. You have all these things going on. Satan is building his kingdom, but it's all operating out of second heaven realities. Mm. The principalities and powers work on the second heaven. The second heaven corresponds to the soul of man. That's why it's either they're giving us information. You know, they believe, Gnostics believe they're saved by knowledge.
Right.
I'm saved by relationship.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay. My relationship and what Almighty God came in the flesh and gave his life for me on the cross and said, this is how I'm going to bring the kingdom.
Amen.
Wow.
look at the Acts chapter 1. Mm-hmm. When are you going to restore the kingdom? You know, and I think they were looking at both, you know, the unification of Israel, again, bringing it all together, like with the throne of David. But they were also looking at the aspects of the millennial reign and all that. When are you going to do that? He said, now that's in Father's hands. He knows the time. But here's how you're going to work on your end. You go and preach the gospel of the kingdom mm-hmm. to every creature. And so we need to return to kingdom. The gospel of salvation is about 3% of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is a wonderful side effect, but it's bringing the kingdom. He is absolute ruler. And when you're born again, you have third heaven realities begin to take hold of you. Your spirit man is reconnected with God, which is a superior connection to the principalities and powers that always run psyops against you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we learn to walk in the Spirit and begin to live out this dynamic relationship with God, the third heaven, and it's because whenever you look at dimensional hierarchies,
right,
the parent reality supersedes all lower realities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, just like how our three dimensions, it contains a second dimension and a first, and it's actually made up of those. But uh-huh. we also have the Z-axis, you know, which is far grander and, you know, a lot richer than just the first
and
two.
Even before those, when you get into hyperspace, and so hyperspace can trump normal space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Both temporally, distance, and there's a lot of cool things that go on with that.
Yeah.
But when I'm born again, I am connected to the throne of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so if I will learn how to function with, the only way truly to move in kingdom is absolute, we're always talking about seated in heavenly places, and I think that's a position for prayer, but my position is when I get before that throne, I fall in reverence, I fall in worship, you be king, I be not, you know,
yeah.
That,
yeah.
that I'm serving you, I'm here to do your will, I'm here to bring your kingdom into my life, and your kingdom trumps no matter what the enemy does. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's the singularity, I don't care if it's the hive mind, I don't care if it's ELF fields. As mm-hmm. a believer, if I'm encapsulated in the kingdom of God, I can be in the middle of an ELF wave that is mind controlling everybody else, but I have the mind of Christ.
That's right. Mm. We have so much power and authority in Jesus Christ, from the power of God in our Savior Jesus Christ. We have so much power and authority that I wish the church could realize that, because in unity, if we had real church unity, you know, there is so much we could do in this world. You know, there's so much we could do against the enemy.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote an article.
But how do we get unity? See, that's
exactly.
the question.
Exactly. That's the key, yeah.
You say you're a Christian even though you're a dirty dog. I've got to have this fellowship with you. No. And it is vertical first.
That's mm-hmm. right.
The more that I come in line with the throne, the more that you come in line with the throne, the more we can connect
exactly.
horizontally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, it starts in the individual first.
That's
and I think
right.
a lot of Christians put it on other Christians.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
Well, this person's that, or they believe that or that, so I can't have anything to do with it. Well,
they
don't focus
themselves.
On that, you know. Yeah.
They separate themselves.
They do, and they think it's everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
But this actually came up recently.
Look inwardly first, please.
That's right. This came up recently because the recent attacks in London, and there were a lot of people online saying it, you know, false flag and everything. And I'm not going to debate whether it was or not. But
right.
the main point is, even if it was, that's the human agents. You know, why are we uh-huh. focused on that? Let's focus on the powers and principalities that's behind those and that are pulling the screen. You know, things that we can actually do something about. We can come together in unity. And if we were to do that, we could really mess up the enemy's plans.
Even if it, yeah, even if it was a false or if it were a false flag, people still do get hurt in these things. You
yeah.
know, I mean, there
well,
are.
I think we need to redefine false flag because mm-hmm. some people interpret false flag as nobody got hurt. This was all actors.
Right.
That's not the truth. These things are legitimate things that happen.
Yeah.
But what we have within the deep state mm-hmm. is they bring PR people to take, you know, never waste a tragedy.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
these are
horrific, real mm-hmm. tragedies mm-hmm. that now they can step in and spin mm-hmm. to control humanity.
Yeah. And of course, we saw Theresa May use that to try to create more restrictions on the internet and, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of times they'll use that for those purposes. And then we as Christians get focused on that when it's like, well, look deeper, you know, look at the principalities and powers that are pulling the strings. These guys, even the most evil people in the world, and there are some really evil guys
yes.
out there. They're deceived. Mm-hmm. You know, they're prisoners in a war that most of them don't even know they're in. Some do, but most of them don't even know they're in. How much more effective would it be if we came together as the body of Christ and prayed for these people, witnessed mm-hmm. these people, won some to our side, you
right.
know, even, and came against the principalities and powers, things that we can use yeah. the authority of Jesus' name to actually do something mm-hmm. about.
And we need to know the proper protocol. See,
right.
my big thing is we've never been taught spiritual warfare.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised Baptist, got filled with the Spirit when I was 16, been in the charismatic movement ever since, and mm-hmm. it has gone from charismatic to crazy-matic and even beyond. But it's just use the name of Jesus, just go up. There's a separate protocol for
yeah.
dealing with principalities and powers as there is with dealing with demons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you mess up the protocol, it's like poking a sleeping grizzly bear and you have nothing but a twig.
Exactly.
Okay? So there are kingdom protocols. We've not been taught how to live in the name of Jesus. If I bring myself completely under the authority of the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. then when I use it, hell recognizes it. But why should hell recognize the authority of the name of Jesus through me when I won't even use it to subject who I am?
Mm. That's right. Yeah. Then it's using it in vain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. Well, how can you at home, if you're dealing with things at home, or if maybe this is resonating with you, maybe not, but how can you at home, the average Christian, really get a hold of this and implement this in your lives? How do we create unity in the church? We're going to talk about all that and even more when we come back right after this.
Coming exclusively from Skywatch TV, when you purchase the 3-book special investigative research collection, Abaddon Ascending, Final Fire, and the Shirith Imperative from SkywatchTV.com, you'll receive the largest giveaway in Skywatch TV history. An unprecedented value of over $400 in free books, DVDs, audio files, and the Data DVD Library from Dr. Michael Lake on The Shirith Imperative, which includes 56 Christian classic works on PDF. All 28 episodes in Dr. Michael Lake's Understanding the Kingdom audio series. The latest version of Eastward for Windows. The 3-part Into the Multiverse television series where Josh Peck interviews Dr. Michael Lake on the Shirith Imperative. And nearly 3 hours of bonus interviews on video with Dr. Lake on the Sharpening Report. For your library or to give away as gifts. Also included in this biggest giveaway in Skywatch TV history are Josh Peck's full-length 2016 DVD presentations, The Quantum Future and Extra-Dimensional UFOs, Dr. Michael Lake's full-length 2016 DVD presentations, Jericho, The Anatomy of a Stronghold, and The Shinar Directive, the 5-part Skywatch TV special investigative report on the books, Abaddon Ascending, Final Fire, and The Shirith Imperative. But that's not all. You'll also receive the Best of Skywatch Television on DVD. Over 5.5 hours of the most popular episodes in Skywatch TV history. Travel through the multiverse on the Best of Into the Multiverse on DVD. Over 5 hours of audio with Josh Peck on the coming Technocalypse. The best-selling book, The Final Roman Emperor. An incredible 5-year subscription to the Skywatch magazine. 2 brand new free gift books. And the Data DVD Library from Dr. Michael Lake on The Shireath Imperative. For your library or to give away as gifts, an unprecedented value of over $400 in free products. This is the biggest giveaway in Skywatch TV history. And it's yours absolutely free when you purchase the 3-book special investigative research collection. Abaddon Ascending, Final Fire, and the Shireath Imperative for only $39.95 plus shipping from SkywatchTV.com. For the unprecedented value of over $400 while supplies last. For more details, log on to SkywatchTV.com.
Welcome back to Into the Multiverse. Well, I don't want to waste any more time because I know the clock's running down and I want to jump right back in. Now, how can the average Christian, I've talked about this at conferences and things. I think a lot of the church has missed what true biblical love is. And I think a lot of people think that love is what Hollywood has given us, or really just what the world has given us, where it's this kind of wimpy, wussy, anything goes, you know, I accept you for whatever, no matter what you do, because I want to be tolerant and I don't want to offend anybody. True biblical love isn't like that. Sometimes, like what we were saying before recording, you were saying, sometimes it's tough
love. It's tough love.
Can you speak to that?
In fact, I got a book by Josh McDowell called The Beauty of Intolerance.
Oh, yeah?
That if I'm walking in holiness, I'm intolerant of sin.
That's right.
Rosh Dooney wrote in his book, the volume one of the Institutes of Biblical Law, that whenever in public, they're talking about we have to be tolerant, it's always to establish a new intolerance, which is what we're seeing the left doing
today.
So we got to refer back to kingdom love. Jesus walked in kingdom love. Mm-hmm. When the religious leaders showed up, he called them snakes and vipers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He cleared the temple twice. Mm-hmm. He could move and he could see the individual where they were. He upset the apple cart. He would heal people that nobody, that they would, well, why are you healing that person? Just back off. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be that way. At the same time, he always corrected error.
Yep.
He could love the sinner, but the sinners had enough respect for him that even when he dined with sinners, they weren't sinning when they were eating with him.
Exactly.
Because there was his love was coupled with kingdom authority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that grace and judgment are two sides of the same coin.
That's
right.
So true.
If you separate grace from judgment, you're no longer dealing with grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime God extends grace to you, he's judging the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But if you and your love give grace to the devil, it only leads judgment for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've got to come back to walking in the kingdom. But I want to go back and refer to when I was in the military and I got to fellowship with some special forces and some that couldn't tell me they were Deltas, but they were.
Mm-hmm.
way back in the 80s, showing my age, that they always said you always have to go back to the basics. When things go south, go back to the basics.
Right.
And in the body of Christ, we have to go back to the basics.
Yeah.
Reading the Word of God, learning how to study it for myself. Years ago, I heard a prominent Bible teacher go into a church and said, I'm going to teach you how to study the Bible. Now, once I do, it is going to be hell on any speaker that ever comes here because you won't tolerate 90% of what's being taught.
Yeah.
But that's how crazy things are in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
We're having places, I want you to come up and be healed. And I've actually seen them take duct tape and put a big X on the floor and said, now we've prayed over that spot. It's like a magic spot. If you come and get it, God's going to heal you. How about creating such a kingdom of God around you because of your dynamic relationship with Jesus that you become like Peter? If you get close enough to his shadow, you're within that sphere.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kingdom touches you. He said, Jesus taught him, he said, now listen, when you go and heal the sick, you cast out devils, what do you tell them? The kingdom has come near you. Y'all want to come on in, you know?
Yeah.
That we need to go back to the basics of really fellowshipping with God.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the filler on the roof, the guy was in this constant conversation with God. That's prayer. You share God with what you're going through. There's been times I've told God, God, did you see all the emails? Do you see the attitudes? Do you know what I want to tell these people?
And of course he does, and intellectually we know that he does, but that's how you build a relationship.
It's expressing it because Hebraically, if you don't ask the right question, you're not ready for the answer.
That's so true. Wow.
That's why we have to have this dialogue with God. We really tell him how we feel.
Of course.
And when we do that, then he can say, okay, now we can begin working on you. Now that you have expressed your honesty, now I can bring the kingdom.
Yeah, it's true. I've been in those places too where I'm like, Lord, please help me.
Yeah.
Because I just want to go off sometimes. Yeah. You know, I'm human.
And it humbles
but
us,
it,
too.
It does. And he does. He just kind of steps in like, no, let me take care of it.
Mm-hmm. I realize that the devil is not my biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is Michael K. Lake.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And when Michael K. Lake gets in the flesh, he shuts down the kingdom. He shuts down the spirit of God.
Yep.
But I've been called by God. You know what? I found out what God's answer to every time Mike Lake gets in the way. He hands me a hammer and a nail and points to the cross.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
He says, if you can bring that beast under control, the beast will be easy. Okay. And so that's really basic Christian understanding sanctification, understanding what it means to walk in biblical holiness. What it means under the Holy Spirit is represented like a dove.
Mm-hmm.
That means he can be easily grieved and he can pull back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we got to live a life that will cause the Holy Spirit never want to pull back, but want to stay engaged.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
And so, and it's a balancing act for us because it's learning. And God doesn't get mad when you're beginning to learn to walk, when you stumble like a toddler and everything else. He picks you up, dusts you off, and he'll put up with things when you're younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time.
But when you're 60 years old and you're still in spiritual diapers, now calling them depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I depend on the Lord. That gets a little old, and we're short-circuiting going deeper in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I shared before that there's the knowledge being released in the book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only is the enemy's knowledge being released, the watcher's knowledge is being released, but the Word of God is coming alive like never before. We're having ministers connect the dots like never before.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Because heaven is going to release the knowledge for the remnant in the last days.
Mm-hmm. And have you noticed, too, that those people, those pastors that are connecting the dots, those are the ones that get most attacked on places like social media. And
I totally
agree, too, with going back to the basics. Because one of the most basic things is Scripture says you can't love God if you don't love one another. You know, and I really like your analogy of the coin with the grace and judgment, because I see a whole lot of judgment, you know, online.
And no grace.
And no grace, exactly. And I don't want to say everybody, because actually I do believe this is the minority of Christians doing this, but
it's
they
minority.
Have the loudest voice because most Christians don't want to have anything to do with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're carnal Christians.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not displaying the love of Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have colleagues that on many issues, I mean, they can be dyed-in-the-wool Calvinists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are dyed-in-the-wool Arminianists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of them are so Baptist, they worry about me because I speak in tongues, you know? But yet we can come together in fellowship and share the richness of many of our perspectives.
Yeah.
And we respect one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've got one colleague, and sometimes I'll share some stuff controversial, and he'll say, Brother Mike, he said, we'll just have to leave that for a more lengthy discussion later, you know. And so there's not this, oh, you're bad because you've hit my sacred cow.
Yeah.
We got a lot of sacred cows that need to be overturned because we're basing our interpretation of prophecy based upon where we were technologically and sociologically maybe 100 years ago.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And so some of this has to be adjusted because you can only interpret Scripture for what you have a paradigm to hold, especially dealing with prophecy. We want to read it like it's history. For God, it's history, but for us, it's unfolding. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to have to be some readjustment a time or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of Christians, unfortunately, miss that, and they're missing out on some really good conversations.
When you
get in a conversation with somebody who disagrees yet loves you, those are some of the best conversations you can have with a brother.
I have some people I've never met face to face, though, online. We believe different things, and our temptations are different on certain subjects, but we get along great. I even talked to one of them on the phone. Never met her face to face ever, but I talked to her. We have great conversations.
Yeah.
I had a mentor when I was going through seminary, Dr. Mack, that I got into a heated discussion that I kind of got in the flesh, and the other guy kind of got in flesh. And he said, boys, settle down. He said, you need to understand there's a possibility both of you are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But he said, when you begin understanding Scripture, there are levels to understanding. You may be seeing it in kindergarten. He may be seeing it from third grade. Mm-hmm. It's like understanding math.
Yeah.
And so he said, sometimes it's not that one or the other is wrong. It's where you are spiritually, because the more you grow, the deeper it gets.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. Yes. So there are situations where both could even be right. And also, I totally agree with that. We have to allow time for people to grow spiritually. And if we really love people, if we really love our Christian brothers and sisters, like we say we do, and thus love, if we love God too, we should want to help them. You know, we shouldn't blast them because we want to be right. You know,
that's your human carnal side, taking over.
We should care and love enough for that person that if God is calling us to be, you know, that type of influence in their lives, in that individual's life, that we would want them to grow and we would want to teach them the truth, yes, if they're willing to accept it.
Of course.
But I think we also need to be careful, mm-hmm, that when someone takes the attitude, all right, I got my theology down, I have my eschatology down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah.
No.
we need to understand that none of us have arrived. We're all seeing through a glass darkly.
That's, yep, right.
And some of us, as we get into some of these wild theories, mm-hmm, we have to have the bandwidth, if you will, to be able to hash these things out, to realign with all the technology and everything, yep, else that we're seeing. It's like, you know, the mark of the beast was a barcode.
Yeah, I remember those days.
It's your social security card.
My can of Campbell's soup can never be redeemed. It's received the mark. But when you understand that it will most likely, with stuff that Ellie Marzulli's finding with these carbon nanotube implants,
yes,
that are operating on what, either 300 or 3,000 hertz, beyond megahertz, beyond, it's like, dude, you know, I'm excited. My computer can hit 3 megahertz. You know,
yeah, no kidding.
But ties in, because there has to be a control mechanism when you begin altering DNA and altering consciousness. There has, mm-hmm, to be an anchor that's embedded within the body that can handle the resequencing of DNA as well as mind alteration.
Right.
And so it's going to be more than a barcode. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more than just a religious symbol, but it's all going to be interwoven, mm-hmm, to where it's going to have religious, social, psychological, physical. It's all going to be incorporated into a specific mark.
That's true. Well, I can't thank you enough, wow, for coming on the show. I hate to even stop the show. I told him before recording, I'd record 10 shows with them if, yeah, you could. But but you have a life outside of Multiverse, as do we, and we have to serve God in other ways. But I can't thank you enough for coming back on. We'll have to have you back again, and I'm sure we will.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Anytime.
Oh, pleasure.
Anytime. Well, thank you all for joining us on this very special episode of Into the Multiverse. Of course, it's always special when Dr. Michael Lake joins us, and we'll have him back on again at some point in the future. Thank you again for joining us. As always, take care and God bless.